it's Roger here from What's On DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on the Spiderwick Chronicles. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So way back at the Disney Plus Day event in 2021, Disney announced that it was creating a brand new series with Paramount based on the Spiderwick Chronicles book. Now, over the years, that sort of show kind of obviously went through a number of delays of the pandemic, etc. But they did film it. And it was set to arrive on Disney Plus around the world. However, last year, Disney made a major change as they're looking to reduce the amount of originals they're creating, trying to write off some projects. But instead of just writing this one off and just sending it off to the bin, they actually ended up selling it. So Paramount took over the global distribution for the series, and in the US, they were able to sell it to Roku. Now, recently, Roku debuted the show, and they had put out a press release saying that it was their most watched on-demand premiere they've ever had. Now, there was no wording on how many minutes were watched, and we might have to wait and see what that is. But obviously for Roku, this is a huge, huge win, and it kind of makes Disney Plus's decision to drop it questionable. Like, you know, it's obviously gone down well. People seem to be watching it quite well. Unfortunately, here in the UK, we don't have the, it's not on Roku or anything like that. No word yet where it's going to turn up. I would hope it would be on Paramount Plus, but the fact that even Paramount Plus didn't want it, and then Disney didn't want it, and then Roku just kind of feels a bit like last chance saloon. Though obviously as well, I am suspect Roku got this very, very, very cheap, so therefore are happy with it. And whether or not they'll be willing to pay for a second season, the full whack, I don't know, because Disney and Paramount will be like, yeah, if you want to pay us to make it for you, we'll do that. They've done that for other shows. But yeah, I mean, I think this is a great win for Roku. And obviously, it's a free platform. So if you're in the US, it's not going to cost you anything to check it out. And I think that generally will allow for more people to be watching it. I'll be honest, if I could watch it on one of the free platform here and I didn't have the subscription, I probably would be much more likely to check it out. I think that's where we're really starting to see these free streaming services really starting to pick up. Whether or not they get into the more originals game, who knows? But we are seeing them picking up a lot of the scraps that are kind of either getting sort of carted off or deleted from streaming services. But definitely a big win for Roku, but obviously we don't know what those numbers are. This could be really big for Roku, but this could have been tiny for Disney Plus. We just have to wait and see. But yeah, definitely seems to be like a good thing for them. But I can't help but feel like Disney Plus could have really have done with something like the Spiderwick Chronicles right now, because if you take away the Hulu and the Star content, we're really kind of lacking for stuff. Yes, we got X-Men and Star Wars The Bad Batch at the moment, but there hasn't really been any major new show since Percy finished, or Echo earlier this year, and we got Acolyte coming up in June. I just feel like it's a little of a lull. I mean, especially if you're in the US and you're paying for your subscription, without all the Hulu stuff, there just isn't much there. I think it would have been good to have it. But obviously Disney trying to cut back costs, they obviously felt this wasn't good enough. The fact that Paramount passed on it as well. But yeah, it seems to be Roku's done very well with it. Have you checked out the series? What did you think of it? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. If you want to go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com, like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys soon. Laters.